Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
We were in love, oh no, far from. We were searching for some high in the sky song. We were just young and
you're reaching back today, Kyle.
Yeah, Karen helped me out a little bit, so got some inside information from your producer there.
Did. She knows what I like.
Now
she
we know what you like.
All the time. You're listening to Terry Holstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones. Joining us, he's an accomplished fly fisherman who's been involved in the industry for decades. He's a very well-known author. His guidebooks to Rocky Mountain National Park and the Indian Peaks Wilderness are the standard for fly fishing guidebooks. And he's also a friend and somebody I like to spend time on the water, which we don't do enough, and that's Mr. Steve Schweitzer. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's, we haven't been on the water together or even had a bottle of wine and a steak in a long time.
Well, I'm on the water right now. I'm out at Horsetooth in your backyard, so when you're done, come out and find us.
I was going to say, I must have missed the phone call to come out. But
yeah, hey, you did.
Hey, seriously, though, I know you were up in the high country. You and I talked during the week, and you're really one of the authorities on what's going on high country fishing in Colorado. And you and I were talking, and you said, Terry, it's on. Is that right?
Yeah. Right now, it's on. It's dry fly on even. And that's kind of some of the best high country fly fishing you can get into. And it's the perfect time to take a young one out that just is wanting to get going on fly fishing, because it's very visual. You know, you put the fly on top of the water, the fish comes up, you see it, and you set the hook. So it's a great time for family fishing as well.
Well, you know, a lot of people would be just amazed in the high country at Rocky Mountain National Park or other parts of the Colorado Mountains at the size of a fly some of those small trout will get up and take when you're fishing those pools. It's really amazing, isn't it? I mean, tell people about some of the flies you use.
So right now, if I were to go up into the high country, I wouldn't go without an ant pattern, like a size 18 ant pattern, a dry fly, and size 14 elk hair caddis. And when if you fish those lakes, those two flies I just mentioned are great for stream fishing. You know, fish in streams don't have a lot of time to really make a decision about eating something. If they see something floating, it looks like a bug, they react pretty quickly. But in a lake, the cruising fish along the shores have time to inspect what you're offering to them. So you have to go with a thinner tippet, like a 5 or a 6X. And you have to go a little smaller and a little darker, such as like a brown midge or, you know, size 18 or 20. And then a Griffith's gnat, size 18 Griffith's gnat, is a great way to start fishing for some dry flies on lakes.
Now, you go to Rocky Mountain National Park a lot, and I think a lot of people don't understand the diversity. Tell people that you are fishing all the way from right by the road to hiking way in. Tell us about a little bit of the diversity in Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh yeah, exactly. So a lot of the fishing along the roads is going to be busy this time of year because the park gets a lot of visitorship. So you might want to hike in a mile or two, which only takes you, you know, a half hour to an hour, depending upon how fast you go, but it's not a big deal. Most of the trails are very doable, not too steep until you start getting into the true high country above tundra, and that takes a little extra effort. But yeah, most of the trails are flanked with some sort of stream, take you to several lakes, so you get a little bit of a taste of both lake and stream fishing all in one day, and you know, 4 or 5 mile hike, which isn't very, very much considering the park has trails, you know, a couple hundred miles of trails.
Well, a good way to find out about those trails and the fishing is somebody wrote a book about it. Do you know anything about that?
I might. Yeah. My first book that came out some 10 years ago now is a fly fishing guide to Rocky Mountain National Park, and it lists every trail that takes you to every fishable water, and it even shares with you what waters don't have fish in them typically. You know, some years you might have a drainage that spills over and puts fish into a lake, but they often will freeze out. And, of course, all the trails that flank streams. So the book really covers it all and is essentially a hiking guide for fly fishers.
You know, you also have a companion book about Indian Peaks Wilderness Area. Before we move on, where can people find the books?
The best way is in your local fly shop. Carries them here in the Denver area. And then if they're out or don't have them in stock at the time, you can always get them on Amazon. That's an easy way to go get them.
And they're just, folks, the photography. Steve's not only an accomplished fly fisherman, but a photographer, and the hours and months he spent photographing these places. It's a soft cover book, but it's really a tabletop book. It's not a book you necessarily pick up and read cover to cover. It's a book you pick up and you look at the areas you might want to go, read about the trail, but you'll get just pulled in by the photographs. The photography is fantastic. Steve, I think two things I want to touch on before I let you go. And, you know, everybody thinks about the rivers and the little cutthroats and the little brook trout in Rocky Mountain National Park. But if you throw in those higher alpine lakes, there's a variety of fish and fishing, including I think you got a grand slam just recently.
Yeah, so on Glacier Creek, which is very accessible in Rocky Mountain National Park, got a grand slam last weekend, which is a brookia brown rainbow and a cutthroat. So that was a fun little trip, and they were all on dry flies on little caddis. So it was very visual fishing, and it's exciting. But if you want to go up higher in those lakes, we fished the Loch Vale last weekend, and you can get into some of those bigger cutthroat that are, you know, getting into the 12, 13, 14 inch range, which is a nice cutthroat for up there.
Oh, they're absolutely right. What about getting into the park? Is it difficult right now?
Oh, yeah, good question. So you'll need a time slot entry permit in addition to your National Parks Pass. And that time slot, if you go up to the Rocky Mountain National Park website on the government website, I don't know the URL offhand, but just Google it. There's a link that takes you to a place where you can get 2-hour time slots, and it costs you $2 to get that and reserve it ahead of time. And starting at 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., there's 2-hour time slots to get in each day. And if you don't have a ticket, they're not going to let you in. But once you're in, you can go in and out as much as you want. So, and I advise getting those ahead of time because they're sold out for the remaining of this coming week even. So, you know, it's the busy time of year.
Yeah, and once you're in, you mentioned you don't have to leave after that 2 hours. You're in for the day. One last question. We have just a couple minutes left. Have you been doing any fly fishing besides the high country, and what have you seen going on out there?
Yeah. So I spent quite a bit of time this past month, 4 or 5 visits to Antero, grabbing some of those bigger cutthroats and rainbows on damselflies and those big granum caddis. And it was just exciting because it was almost all on top. And I think the lake's about ready to turn over so that the fishing has slowed down a little bit. But today we're out on Horsetooth. We're doing some equipment shakedown on a friend's bass boat. And we decided to fling a fly against the bank. We're fishing crawfish patterns with a fly rod. And we've got about 8 or 9 to the boat already this morning. So little smallies. Not very big, but fun to catch.
Hey, I said last question, but I lied. I do that a lot. But I love this time of the year fishing hopper droppers. And there is a ton of hoppers out this year. How far up, like places like the park and Indian Peaks, can you go before the hoppers just become ineffective?
There isn't a stop to it. Hoppers are carried when they're young in the springtime with anabatic winds, which basically are winds that lift up due to the hot air rising, and carries bugs all the way up to the top lakes. And you'll see hoppers up there all summer. So that's a great idea, Terry. Fish a hopper dropper and you'll have a bunch of fun.
Well, you know what a hopper dropper does for me, because you've seen me cast. I can plop it down in the water. I don't have to make a delicate presentation. And with my old eyes, I can see that hopper from a distance where if I have a size 22 mayfly there, I got to have binoculars to watch it. So, but it's, I love fishing hopper. I love fishing hopper droppers. Steve, let you get back to the smallmouth. Thanks for the information. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Terry. Have a great day.
You bet. Steve Schweitzer, Google his books. You'll love his books are fantastic. In fact, I saw one on the shelf at Jack's when I was in there just the other day. So Steve Schweitzer, he's got several books out. Hey, pick up his books. You'll really enjoy it. By the way, all the fishing we talked about at Rocky Mountain National Park is featured on my YouTube channel. I took horseback up to the high alpine lakes and fished it. I've used llamas to go pack in to fish the small streams, and I've fished the roadside streams. We have three or four different shows on the Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom where we show you all those different entities. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back, Nate Zielinski is going to join us, and we're going to talk some hunting on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.